Turn with me again to 2 Peter, chapter 3. We considered in that first service out of this blessed chapter our need of being reminded and of hearing God's word. And secondly, a warning concerning the scoffers in this world. Now thirdly, let's consider this. The certainty of Christ's second coming. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 8. But beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord as a thousand years, and a thousand years as one day. Now the scripture says they were willingly ignorant. They willingly disregarded some things. God made this world and it's the Lord's. God destroyed it the first time because of rebellion. And God's going to do it again. They willingly disregard that. But Peter says, beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing. Time is not the determining factor as far as God's concerned, when it comes to His second coming. God's word is certain. Be not ignorant of this one thing. Don't be discouraged by men's mocking. Don't be discouraged by those that ridicule and disbelieve God's word. Don't be discouraged by that. 1,000 years with the Lord is a day. God is eternal, the I am, the self-existent one. 1,000 years. In light of forever. The Lord, verse 9, is not slack concerning His promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Never lose sight concerning the people that God's speaking to. Beloved, like precious faith. The promise of the Lord to return, to receive His own, is not being just delayed. As some men count delay or tardiness. That's not the issue. The scripture sets forth that the long suffering of God is to usward. God's elect. God Almighty, for the sake of His people, has not ended this world yet. I pray that God have mercy today and produce by His Spirit the fruit of His eternal purpose and will, the salvation of His people. That God Almighty would call His elect. But I know this, as far as God Almighty is concerned, the Lord is long-suffering to usward His people. And He's not willing that any of His people, His elect. Now, I know that only the elect are going to be saved. I know that. Almighty God gave the Lord Jesus Christ a people. That's Ephesians 1:4. We know that. And John 6:37 says, all that the Father giveth me shall come to me. And him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. If a man or a woman comes to Christ as a needy sinner, it's because God made him willing in the day of His power. Gave him a new heart. And if they don't come, it's because they don't want to. I just don't want to. I'd rather go to hell. I'd rather go to hell. I'd rather go to hell than come to Christ. Now that's the way it is. I know it's kind of plain, but it's just that's what they willingly disregard God's word. But God is not tardy concerning his promise. Some men count tardiness. Hell, he's trying to give everybody a chance. No, he's not. I'm telling you, I'm thankful for the long suffering of God. I think growing up, man, I was a little on the rebellious side. I think my mama would agree with that. I mean, came back from the Navy, and got up one morning. Remember that, Mom? Got up and Dad looked at me and said, "Well, you've been here long enough." That's exactly what he did, wasn't it? I said, "What do you mean?" He said, "You've been here long enough. You're out." And I mean to tell you, buddy, I was out in rebellion against God, rebellion against my parents, rebellion. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward. His people, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. That all should think differently. That's what repentance means. Think differently. I'm a rebel against God by nature. And Almighty God, by His grace and compassion and long suffering, showed mercy to this sinner. I know something by experience of just out and out rebellion. I know something about that, Neil. And I know something about the long suffering of God to show mercy. God, who has shown mercy to me, oh, may I be found showing mercy to you for Christ's sake. But the day of the Lord, verse 10, will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat, and the earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up. Everything that appears or doesn't appear, everything that Almighty God has created is going to come to nothing. As far as this world is concerned, this world, its creation, it says, the scripture says, the day of the Lord is going to come in a day when you don't think, when you think not, like a thief in the night, when you're not watching, when you sleeping. And the heavens are going to pass away with a great noise. That pass away, that it means whizzingly. That's what the word means. A great noise. Whizzingly. Just a whiz. It's gone. And the elements. This was amazing to me. It says the heavens shall pass away. I can understand that. And the elements shall melt with fervent heat. And the earth also in the works. Now I thought the elements. It means the basic components from which all things are made. The atoms. Atoms are going to just... there won't be anything left. The heavens, the elements shall melt with fervent heat. And the earth also. Those things that God created the first time. And the works, the earth also, and the works, everything that God created, everything that man's ever made out of what God created, all of man's toils and efforts, your bank account and You know, all that, you know, that land you got and all that stuff is so important, so important. It's not going to be here. Here's what's going to be left. We're going to stand before God. That's what's going to be left. Everything is going to be destroyed concerning the Lord's first creation of this world. Peter said, I'm writing to you to stir up your pure mind by way of remembrance. God's going to come back. The Lord's coming back. And the fourth point, last point, how are we as believers to walk in this world? Verse 11 and 12 says, seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, knowing that everything I got and you got, and everything you possess, I possess, everything, knowing that all these things, the earth, heavens, the elements, the works, seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved. Let me ask you this, and I'm saying this to all of us. What is so important? Now, I know, we all think this way. Well, I've got to provide, I've got to do this, and I got this. I understand that. But I also understand that we're all going to stand before God and all is going to be burned up. I understand that. I know this. You seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all of these things are going to be added unto you. I know that. I'm talking to me. You listen in. There is nothing that is more important than worshiping God. There's nothing that is more important. I think it was Martha. Somebody in this room told me one time that Martha said somebody. I don't even remember who said it. I don't know who it said to. But she said this. If you're too busy to worship God, you're too busy. You're just too busy. I know this. The Lord's coming back. I know it. I know it in my head for sure. Lord, help me to know it in my heart and believe it. Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought ye to be in all holy conversation and godliness, looking for and hastening unto the coming of the day of God, wherein the heavens being on fire shall be dissolved and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. Seeing that the Lord's second coming is going to be so sudden, so violent, so destructive, how prudent, how diligent, how zealous, and how careful should I be in my walk? Striving. Considering. I don't want to walk as a scoffer. I don't want to walk as a mocker. I don't want to act as though these things don't matter. I don't want to do that. I want to walk as a believer. I want to walk as one that God's called out of darkness, once taught something of the grace of God. I want to walk waiting for Him. I want to be mindful of that. I want to be reminded. I need my mind stirred up. So I know this, if this is the word that by which God stirs up, I want to hear His word. I want to hear that. I want to search His scriptures. Lord, give me a heart to do that. And Lord, forgive me where I fail to do it. I don't want to do that. I want to walk in the light that He's given me. What manner of persons ought you to be in holy walk? Conversation. Doesn't mean talk. But it means in your walk, in godliness, walking, loving one another, faithful to hear Him, faithful And keep me, guard me, Lord, against the temptation of my flesh. I'm so prone to wander. That's what that song we just sang. Prone to wander. Lord, I feel it. Nevertheless, verse 13. We, according to His promise, look for new heavens, new earth, wherein dwelleth righteousness. Nevertheless, knowing that these things shall surely come to pass, we, God's people, according to His word, according to His promise. And you know, if the Lord promised something, we write this down. It's going to come to pass. He said, my word is not going to return void. It's going to accomplish the purpose for which it was sent. I know this, the preaching of the gospel. I know what's going to happen this morning concerning this word. To God's people, their hearts are going to be stirred. And if the Lord leaves a man, woman to themselves, it's just going to be words. I know that. But nevertheless, we, according to His promise, we look for a new heaven, a new earth, wherein dwelleth righteousness. And I can tell you what kind of earth it's going to be. I know what it's going to be. I know what it's going to be. It's going to be one just like this one. You know how I know that? Because God made this first one. You know what He said? It was very good. It was very good. Now, I don't understand all of it. I don't understand. I'm going to say something about this in just a second here as I wrap this up. I don't understand it all. But I know this. When God made this world the first time, God Almighty made it just exactly good. Very good. But there's going to be a new heaven, a new earth. And in this new heaven and new earth, there's going to be dwelling righteousness. Only those that Almighty God has called out of darkness, robed in the righteousness of His Son, is going to dwell on this earth. And the rest of them are not going to be here. Revelation chapter 20, verse 12 says this, I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God. The books were opened. Another book was open, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their works. The sea gave up the dead which were in it. The dead in hell, death in hell, delivered up the dead which were in them. They were judged, every man, according to their works. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Write it down. It's coming to pass. It's going to come to pass. Verse 14, wherefore, beloved, seeing that ye look for such things, be diligent, that ye may be found of Him in peace, without spot, blameless. Seeing that we're looking for these things that are surely coming to pass, be diligent. You know, that's something right there that a believer cannot conjure up in himself. But you write it down. In every believer is found. Diligence to make his calling and election sure. Every time I hear something somebody preach on, I've told you this before, the mark of a believer. This is the mark of true faith. This is about, bam! I want to hear you tell me one more time what God has to say the mark of His people are. Tell me one more time. You tell me again. I want to hear that. I believe God and I have no confidence in my flesh and I love the brethren. Tell me that again. Lord, give me that. Oh, God, give me that. Keep me. Seeing that we look for such things, be diligent, that you may be found of Him. I think about that song we sing, I put in there. Old John Newton wrote, Lord, if I've never believed You before today, help me to begin right now. I can't change yesterday. Lord, if I didn't know you yesterday, yesterday's gone. Water under the bridge. Yesterday's air. Lord, have mercy on me right now. Lord, save me now. Save me or I'm going to perish. Be diligent. An account that the long-suffering of God is salvation. Even as our beloved brother Paul, also according to the wisdom given unto him, hath written unto you. Just reckon with yourself. Be confidently persuaded that the delay of Christ's second coming is because God is going to save his people. That's what he's saying. Account that the long suffering of our Lord is salvation. That the salvation of God's elect is assured. So God's long suffering. Not willing, as we just read a moment ago, that any should perish. He said, even as our beloved brother Paul, according to the wisdom given unto him, hath written unto you. Where did he write that? Romans, I'll read it to you. Romans 2:4. That's what the apostle Paul wrote. Romans 2:4. He said, or despisest thou the riches of his goodness and forbearance and longsuffering, not knowing that the goodness of God leadeth thee to repentance? Don't despise the longsuffering of God. Don't think ill. The longsuffering of God is because of the assurance of the elect of God. Verse 16, as also in all his epistles, speaking in them of these things, which in which are some things hard to be understood, which they that are unlearned are unstable rest, as they do also the other scriptures, unto their own destruction. The apostle Paul spoke of, Peter says he spoke of some things, in which are some things hard to be understood. There's some things that we can understand. You know, I understand, but there's these things. There's some things that I just have to admit. I don't understand. There's some things that are hard to be understood. The depth of God's sovereignty, the depth of His power, that He rules and reigns. That there's that a leaf doesn't fall. All things is going to have to include all things. All things work together for. How does the changing of the seasons. There's a promise I know of this, of God's stability. I understand, but the depth of those things, the depth of God's sovereignty, the manner of Christ's second coming, the trump of God's going to sound with a shout. The dead in Christ are going to rise first in a new body, an incorruptible body. I know that. Job says, these eyes, with these eyes, I'm going to see God. With these eyes right here. But they're going to be changed. I know some things hard to be understood. As also in all his epistles, speaking in them of these things, in which are some things hard to be understood, which they that are unlearned of God, and unstable, they rest, they twist the scriptures, as they do also the other scriptures, unto their own destruction. Ye therefore, beloved, seeing ye know these things before, beware lest ye also, being led away with the error of the wicked, fall from your own steadfastness. Now, I'm going to have to stay here just a second. Because all of you, every believer wants to know what he just said. You know, let me tell you this. First of all, Peter admonishes the believer to be wise. Be wise. Here's what he said. Ye therefore, beloved, seeing you know these things before. Meaning, God has told you something before he's going to do it. That's what he just said. That's a sign of a friend of God. The Lord would tell his people something. To those that are not his friends, he said, you're my friends. But God tells his people things. Knowing, seeing you see these things before, that you've been warned ahead of time. That's mercy. Therefore, These things, knowing these things, let's be watchful. Beware lest ye also, being led away with the error of the wicked, fall from your own steadfastness. Let me assure you, according to God's word, that Peter is not insinuating that a believer can fall from grace. There's no way. No way. We have God's word on this. We are kept by the power of God through faith. The Lord Jesus Christ said in John 10:28 concerning His sheep, I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Jude 1:24 says He is able to keep us from falling. A believer is not going to perish. He is not going to perish. I have God's word on that. But the apostle is giving us some warning here to be on guard against something that I touched on at the beginning of that other message on there, on the slothfulness of our flesh. I want you to turn to Galatians 2. Now there's a word in here that I'm going to, you know, when he says right here, know these things, beware lest ye also being led away. Now I'm going to show you what this means. Galatians chapter 2 verse 11. Galatians 2 11. 11 12. Let me just tell you a quick something that happened. Peter was over here and he was sitting down, he was eating and kind of fellowshipping with some Gentile believers. Peter was a Jew. And Peter was sitting with some Gentile believers and fellowshipping with them, sitting down at a table with them. Galatians chapter 2, verse 11 to 13. Paul is saying, but when Peter was come to Antioch, I withstood him to the face, because he was to be blamed. For before that certain came from James, they did eat with the Gentiles. But when they were come, he withdrew and separated himself, fearing them which were of the circumcision. And the other Jews disassembled likewise with him, insomuch that Barnabas also was carried away with their dissimulation. Now let me tell you what happened. Peter was sitting and eating with some believers who were Gentiles. And when Peter saw some Jews coming in, he was carried away. He got up and walked away because he didn't want them to think that he was doing something that wouldn't approve them. He was carried away. He did not fall from grace, but he was slothful in his faithfulness. Ye therefore, beloved, seeing ye know these things before, beware lest ye also being led away with the error of the wicked. The apostle is warning us to be careful how we act, because what Peter did affected those other believers. Those other Jews, they got up and walked away too. You may think that your actions doesn't have any bearing on anybody else, but let me tell you something. According to God's word, it does. Be careful. Be careful. Peter said, I'm warning you. You know how Peter knew something about this? Peter did it. Peter did it. That's what I'm saying. He was writing from experience. Beware, lest ye also being led away. Not falling from grace and perishing. He's writing to the beloved. Ye therefore, beloved, seeing you know these things before, you be careful. You be careful how you walk. But grow in grace, verse 18, and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to Him be glory both now and forever. Amen. Grow in grace. For a sinner, to have the grace of God bestowed upon him is a humbling thing. Paul said, by the grace of God, I am what I am. It is a humbling thing. So to grow in grace is a growth in the awareness of my need of grace. Growing in grace is a growth in the knowledge of my need of grace. The older I get, let me tell you how I see myself. I'm getting worse and worse. Somebody say, well, I don't see how you can get worse and worse. Well, I tell you what, then let me say it like this. I just seem to know it more. The older I get, I used to think that people, that you know, the older they got, the more holy they got or something. I don't know. I always thought that older people, you know, grandmothers and grandfathers, they just got better and better. I have yet to meet a believer that does not have that attitude. I remember listening to Brother Scott before he passed away, before the Lord took him home. Listen to what he would talk about God's grace and mercy and his need of God keeping him. And I thought, you know, I go talk to Brother Henry. And I'm telling you, that's the conversation from these aged and taught believers. How God keeps them. God Almighty, grow in grace. And how does the Scripture reveal that we grow in grace? Or let me ask this, what's said to be perfectly joined to growing in grace? Here it is. And in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And again, how does faith come? Hearing the Word of God. Make much of hearing God's Word. To Him be glory now and forever. Amen. If glory is given to Him now and forever, He's God. Lord, bless these words to our heart for Christ's sake.